snap to Palmer, shovels it inside to Fitzgerald, up the middle to the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. And the Packers season has come to an end.
Mike, you've had about a month to reflect upon the 2015 season, maybe take some emotion out of it. What do you think?
Well, I think the season's over each and every year. Obviously, when you don't reach the ultimate goal, you have to get into the evaluation process as quick as you can. Have an opportunity to talk to every player over a two-day period. You're able to get opinions, insight, and look for opportunities to grow. So same process occurs with each and every coach. I'm at the point where a lot of data has been collected. It's time to sort through that and frankly categorize it in the areas of change, adjust, and emphasis. It's a similar process that I go through each and every year. Taking the emotion out of it, it was definitely a successful season. I think when you have the opportunity to do this job for 10 years, you have comparables that you look at each and every year. And definitely this is a team that was unique, as far as the type of games that we were in.
Football recovered by the Packers.
It was definitely an exciting team as far as the way they performed.
He hits, throws the right side.
I think it's definitely would rank as probably one of the highest teams I've had in the area of grit.
Caught for a touchdown. A leaping touchdown catch is made, and the Packers have won.
Really did a very good job dealing with it, just a lot of adversity. Just a lot of things circling around the team this year that we haven't had to deal with as much in volume. So I thought they did a good job with that. You have injuries each and every year, so you have to play through those. That's part of the game. But it was a successful season. Definitely didn't reach our goal. But as I sat here last year, I can remember distinctly looking the vision of how we would go into the 2015 season, and really how do you become two or three plays better as a football team. So I think you definitely have to stay in tune with innovation that's going on around our business, around our particularly the game of football. And just look for the opportunities to grow. And that's really what we're going through right now as a coaching staff.
Mike, I'm glad you called it a successful season, because a franchise record 7th straight trip to the playoffs, and for the 5th time in 6 years, you make the divisional round. You can't take that kind of stuff for granted.
And that's really become the standard. We talk about everything we do is in the best interest of our program. We have boundaries around our program, and it's a boundary that's really about respect. And then within that, you have the key building blocks that you stay in touch with, and how you're going to train your football team, how you're going to the player acquisition part of it. Obviously, player finance will be part of some of the big decisions as we go into the free agent part of the season. So we have a program that works, but we can't lose sight that each and every day we have to try to make it better. And when our players get back here in April, we'll present the vision and the direction to them, and we'll start that march for 2016.
Under pressure, Rodgers throws the middle, and it's intercepted, and that's the ball game.
One thing about the 15 season I could never really get a grip on is I never dreamed there'd be any issues offensively. How do you look at that end of things?
Well, we definitely didn't hit the target on offense. I mean, I obviously didn't think we would take a step as far back as we did. The vision was to try to improve the other two areas. Frankly, we made improvements on special teams, but we're still not where we want to be or need to be. Defense, we need to get into that championship realm of defense, and we didn't quite get there this year. But we definitely made progress towards how I visualize the team to be. And offensively, we just definitely took a big step back in a number of areas. So that's why the changes on the offensive staff are important. We got to get the detail where it needs to be, and I promise you we won't play offense like that next year.
I know going into the season you really liked this football team. Coming out of it, did you really like this football team?
Oh, without a doubt, and I think it's even reflected in the exit interviews. I mean, having an opportunity to do 10 years of this, it tells you a lot about the reflection when the players sit in your office and speak, and really the type of team as far as the character and the individuals really was a fun team to coach. Really a lot of just good bunch of guys, had good camaraderie. You could really feel it kind of coming together at the end of the year. There wasn't anybody that didn't feel we were going to make that run. So everybody's excited to start that build, you know, towards the 2016 season.
Now, publicly, you said you talked to Eddie about needs to get in shape. And I was wondering, as you move forward, are you confident he got that message?
Well, I mean, I've talked to Eddie a number of times, and, you know, we talked on his exit interview, and I think he's definitely a young player that's making that transition into that veteran realm. And I think, you know, you're a successful player in the National Football League. When you hit your fourth year, you need to have it all figured out, and I'm confident that Eddie will. And really, Eddie just can't play at the weight he played at last year. I mean, some of these comments and things that, I mean, they're totally blown out of proportion. You know, and the communication that we've had with Eddie since the end of the season, it sounds like he's already started that process. So, I mean, he's an excellent young player. He's going into his fourth year, and we look for him to be an impactful player for us next year.
Mike, a recurring topic of speculation is your relationship with your quarterback, that fellow named Aaron Rodgers. How is that relationship?
I really like our relationship. It's good. I think it's healthy. He's been with me from day one, you know, since I've been here. So I think he clearly understands, you know, what we've built here together. You know, as far as the program and how we operate, he takes the conflict as good principle, and he's good at that. So I like that personally. I think it tells you a lot about the salt and the competitiveness. I think he's probably one of the most competitive players I've ever been around. I mean, just in everything. You know, it's everything's always a competition. So I like our relationship.
Mike, there's a school of thought out there that Aaron Rodgers' window of opportunity, the Green Bay Packers' window of opportunity with Aaron Rodgers is closing. I mean, he's 32. He's going into his 12th season. Do you lend any credence to that?
I don't look at it that way. I think if, you know, everybody that's grown up in this business clearly understands that you have to take everything, you know, one year at a time. I think Aaron's definitely in his prime. I think he's in, you know, great shape the last couple of years. He definitely has the ability to play at his highest level, you know, as we look forward into the 2016 season. So the only window I'm looking at is the 2016 window.
Your season-ending press conference from this year, you were asked about playoff losses that boiled down to one big play. And your response was, quote, "Trust me, I know more about it than you do as far as exactly what happened, why it happened, and who it happened with." Can you apply that same thing to the personnel end of things? And the example I want to bring up is Jeff Janis. I mean, everybody's saying, hey, he's tall, he's fast, get him out there. It's not quite that simple, is it?
Well, I think any time you have opinions from the outside, no different than my opinion of another football team. I mean, no one knows the personnel of our football team better than I do. The access that I have of all the information about, you know, everything involved with our players, you know, as far as everybody that touches our players, the interaction with them in the classroom, you know, in everything they do from the training room to the weight room, obviously, you know, I go to every practice, so, you know, I'm involved there, and obviously I'm at the game. So when I look at Jeff Janis, I think Jeff is really a young man that's finally on time. I mean, we always talk about the second year of a young player's career. And, you know, Jeff, really, if you look at how he's, you know, hit his stride, I thought he started a little slow on special teams. And then he kind of figured it out, and I thought he had an excellent year.
Makes the catch, and he's hit by Janis again.
He's definitely one of our core players on special teams. And on offense, he needs to keep playing. He's very raw in a number of different things. But his classroom is just the way he's learned to be a professional and do all the little things. I'm very happy with the way Jeff has progressed. And trust me, we were all excited to see him make those plays in Arizona. But I think you're seeing a young guy develop, which is pretty normal, pretty, you know, the pace that he's, you know, based on where his starting line was, which was different than everybody's starting line's a little different, and where he's hit in his second year. I think he's doing a nice job progressing, and we look for him to be a very consistent player in his third year.